Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Eamon Torsney. It's Tuesday, October 1st. I hope you're well. Coming up,
prices of electricity and gas to go down.
Oh yeah, abolish property tax, give free telephones back to the old age pensioners.
2.7 billion euro welfare package and budget, and Israel operation underway in Lebanon. Plus we will have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning. The social welfare package of 2.7 billion euro will highlight one of the biggest budgets in the history of the state. Over 70s will be allowed to bring a friend on public transport for free under last minute plans. Coalition party leaders signed off on the measures late last night ahead of a cabinet meeting this morning. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
In Jack Chambers' first budget as finance minister and the last of this coalition, there's no shortage of cash to spend. An unprecedented social welfare package is highlighted by 1.5 billion euro in one-off payments, including two double social welfare payments and two double child benefit payments by Christmas. One of the last measures agreed was a new pensioner's pass, allowing the over 70s to bring a friend or loved one with them for free on public transport. Core social welfare rates will rise by 12 euro a week, while electricity credits totalling 250 euro will be paid in November and December. The Green Party has secured a 420 euro baby bonus payment of child benefit to new parents and increases to maternity and paternity benefit. The budget will also include free school books for all children, free hormone replacement therapy treatments, more staff for the International Protection Office, 1,500 new SNAs and up to 1,000 new Gardaí. On the tax side, USC and income tax will be cut, but the VAT on the hospitality sector is staying at 13.5%. Duty will rise on cigarettes and there'll be a new vaping tax, but alcohol is being left alone, while plans for the Apple tax money will also be revealed at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Well, these people told News Talk what they would like to see prioritised in the budget.
I'd like to see money for housing, and I'd like to see the bills, the prices of electricity and gas to go down.
Oh yeah, abolish property tax, give free telephones back to the old age pensioners. The cost of living, every time you go into the shops, things are going up in price.
I haven't really talked too much about it, to be honest with you. I suppose the housing, that's the big thing at the moment. If that was sorted, I mean, I think we'd be an awful lot better off, and that'd help everyone.
And we'll have full coverage of the budget throughout the day here on News Talk. In other news, in another major escalation of tensions, Israel's military has crossed over into southern Lebanon to carry out what it's calling limited, localised and targeted raids against Hezbollah. Israeli ground troops haven't entered Lebanese territory in almost 2 decades. The IDF says it's focusing on locations which pose an immediate threat to its communities. It's unclear how long the operation will last. Days of airstrikes have seen civilians caught in the crossfire, including 19-year-old Zainab, who suffered broken bones.
They want to scare us. They target civilians. But you should know we're not afraid. They can't scare us. And even if they try to kill us and maim us, we'll keep fighting.
From today, it will be illegal to breed, rehome, sell or import XL bully dogs. It's part of a series of phased safety measures following a number of serious attacks on people in recent years. From February next year, it'll be illegal to own one of the animals unless the owner has a certificate of exemption. Ellen MacDonald, an Irish mixed bully breed owner in Canada, says it could stop her from returning home.
At the end of the day, if we bring him back to Ireland, his quality of life is going to be so different. He doesn't have to be muzzled here. He can go to off-leash dog parks. He goes to daycare. He interacts with so many dogs on a daily basis, but that will have to be so limited.
9 in 10 people believe the government should increase funding for youth work. The National Youth Council of Ireland says youth services are struggling to meet increasing demands with low funds. CSO figures indicate there will be over 1 million young people under the age of 25 by next year. Mary Cunningham, CEO of the National Youth Council of Ireland, says the funding would help young people in rural areas.
I mean, the 15 million would also ensure that more young people, particularly in rural areas who are particularly poorly served from youth work, would have greater accessibility to youth work provision and a range of youth work provision for them.
Investigations are underway after a teenager was brutally assaulted at a petrol station in Santry in Dublin. The young man was hit a number of times with a hurley during the attack, which happened shortly before 8 p.m. on Saturday night. He was taken to Beaumont Hospital with injuries which are not believed to be life-threatening. Gardaí say no arrests have been made and they're appealing for witnesses to come forward. Two people have been treated in hospital following a serious crash in County Roscommon. It happened at around 1:20 yesterday afternoon on the N4 at Ardcarn near Boyle. A man in his 70s and a woman in her 40s were both taken to Sligo University Hospital following a collision between a car and a Jeep. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses. Philip Schofield claims he was fired for someone else's crime, blaming his brother for his departure from ITV. The presenter starring in Channel 5 show Cast Away, where he's stranded on a desert island for 10 days. Last year, his 54-year-old brother was convicted of 11 sexual offences involving a child. Philip claims he'd always been open and honest with everyone at work about what was going on. Colin Farrell says the prosthetic process for The Penguin was intense but worth it. The Sky Original series sees the Irish actor reprise his role as Oswald Cobb from the 2022 film The Batman, starring Robert Pattinson. The star says he's pleased by the reaction to the show.
Pleasantly, like, surprised. I didn't think we were making anything particularly bad, don't get me wrong, but to see the level of kind of positivity that has been received is really thrilling.
Sport now, and Shelburne blew the chance to move 7 points clear at the top of the SSE Airtricity Premier Division. Damien Duff's side had come from 2-0 down to level their game with St Pat's at Talca Park, but substitute Al-Amin Kazim's late goal handed all 3 points to Stephen Kenny's Chargers. Shell's lead remains at 4 points, but with a game more played than second place Derry. And Southampton still have a single point to their name after 6 Premier League outings. Russell Martin's side were 3-0 down by half-time away to Bournemouth last month, but a second-half Taylor Harwood-Bellis strike for the Saints lessened the harshness of the scoreline. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.